So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek discussed the Machlaikis Rabbi Meir Vachachamim in the case of Shnaim Oimrim Ochal, Vuhu Amar Lo Yochalti. If two witnesses say the person ate Chalev, while the person denies it and claims he did not eat Chalev, Rabbi Meir holds his Chayiv Chatos because the Mevi'u Shnaim Udei Misa Chamura Lo Yvi'u Udei Korban Akal. If two witnesses are believed to cause a death sentence, they certainly are believed to require a Korban. While the Chacham hold his Potter Mechatos because Ma'im Yirtzav Loimar Mezid Ho Yisi Potter. The person could admit that he intentionally ate the Chalev, which does not require a Korban. The Gemara inquires in the Chacham's reasoning of Potter Mechatos, whether it's because the Chacham hold Odom Nemal Atzmo Yoyse Rimeo Ish, as Rashi explains, Bedvarim Shiyesh Bohem Kaporo Loi Mimno La'asuye Chatos L'skaper Neged Koinoi. A person is believed regarding himself to be exempt from a korban, even against 100 witnesses, because he would not refrain from bringing a korban to atone before Hashem if he was so obligated. Or, because the Chacham hold, Migu de'iboy omar mezid ha'yisi potter, ki omar nami lo yochalti mehemen upotter. Since the claim of mezid ha'yisi is potter mi korban, therefore metaretz tiburei. The person can clarify his statement of lo yochalti that he meant to say lo yochalti shogig elo mezid, which does not contradict the edim. And the distinction lies in a case of Amru loy nitmesa, v'hu amar loy nitmesi. If two witnesses say the person became Tameh and entered the Beis HaMikdash while he claims that he did not become Tameh, according to the reason of Adam Neman al Atzma Yoisir Mimeo Ish, Loishno Tuma Chadasha, Loishno Tuma Yishana, Potter. Even if the Edim say the Tuma happened on that day and he's certainly Tameh, nevertheless the person's testimony of loy nitmesi is stronger. While according to the reason of Migu, Tuma Yishana, Potter. Only if the Edim say the Tumah happened on the previous day, the person is believed, because Migu de'iboy Omar Tovalti Potter, ki Omar Nami Loinit Mesi Potter. Since if he would claim Tovalti, that he already immersed himself yesterday, which was followed by Harav Shemesh sundown, he would be Tahar and Potter Mechatos. Therefore, Metaretz Dibure, he can clarify his statement of Loinit Mesi that he meant to say Loyamalti Betumasi Elo Tovalti, which does not contradict the Edim. However, Tumah Chadasha, Chayiv. If the Edim say the Tumah happened on that day, the person is not believed, because the Chi Omar Nami Tovalti Mechayiv. Even if he would claim Tovalti, he's still Tameh and Chayiv Chatos, because there was no Harav Shemesh yet. Therefore, Loi Metaretz Dibure, he cannot clarify, and his statement of Loi Nitmesi does contradict the Edim. The Gemara cites a brisa from which it seems that the above question is a machlekes, and the Chacham hold that the reason to be potter mikarbon is the migu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason to be potter mikarbon is neman adam al atzmoi yoiser mimeo ish. In this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda rules in the case of amru loy nitmesa v'hu amar loy nitmesi that he's potter from a karbon because neman adam al atzmoi yoiser mimeo ish. And the brisa continues, umoydim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda only regarding Chalev and Bias Mikdash that he's believed and Potter Mikarbon, because regarding Chalev, where Amru Loi Ochalta Vahu Amar Loi Ochalti, he has the Migu De'iboy Amar Mezido Yisi, because he could be Metaretz Dibure with Loi Ochalti Shoigig El Amezid, or in the case of Bias Mikdash, where Amru Loi Basa Vahu Amar Loi Basi, he has the migu the iboy amar mezid ha'yisi because it could be metaretz tibure with loy basi shoygeg elo mezid. But regarding tuma, where amru loy nitmesa v'hu amar loy nitmesi, he's not believed and he's chayiv karban because he does not have the migu the iboy amar mezid ha'yisi because he cannot be metaretz tibure with loy nitmesi shoygeg elo mezid. Because even if he became tami b'shoygeg, he's still forbidden to enter the mikdash. However, the Gemara explains that the above explanation of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim applies only to a case of Tumah Chadasha. The Chacham holds his Chayiv Korban because he does not have the Migu, as explained, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Potter because Neman Adam Al Atzma Yoyser Mimeo Ish, even without the Migu. However, in a case of Tumah Yishana, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Yehuda even regarding Tumah because he does have the Migu, the Iboy Omar Mezid HaYisi, because he could be Metaretz Dibure with Loya Malti Bitumasi Elo Tovalti. Therefore, the Gemara offers another explanation of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim, which applies even to Tumah Yishana, and both agree that the reason to be Potter Mikarbon is the Migu, and the Machlokes is in a Tumah Yishana in the following case. The Amri Lei Edim Ochalta Kodshim Bitumas Haguf, V'hu Amar Lohain Loi Nitmesi. The Edim say that he ate Kodshim while he was Tameh, and the person claims he did not become Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda holds potter because he has the migu de'ibay amar meizid ha'yisi, because he could be metaritz diburei with lo yamadati bitumasi elo tovalti. While the Chacham holds chayiv because in this case he cannot be metaritz diburei with lo yamadati bitumasi elo tovalti, because that would mean tovalti ve'ochalti, and that can only be metaritz diburei if he had originally claimed lo yochalti, and he would be metaritz diburei with lo yochalti bituma elo tovalti ve'ochalti. However, since he originally claimed loy netmesi, which implies that he had no contact with tuma at all, the current claim of tovalti ve'ochalti is a contradiction to his original claim. Therefore, the Chachamim hold that he's not believed and chayiv karban. The Gemara concludes that regarding tuma, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that he's believed that he's not tamei. However, loy omra ela beinoy levein atzmoy ula atzmoy. The person may eat taharis only in private, but not in public. Because, as Rashi explains, Dilma Asi Lizilzuli B'Taris. Others might assume that he's Tamei and come to be lax in Taris. The Gemara concludes with three cases in which even Rabbi Meir agrees that Neman Odom Al Atzma Yoyse Mimeo Ish. A person is believed even against two Eidim. 1. Omru Loi Shnayim Ba'altu Shifcha Charufa V'hu Oimer Loi Ba'alti Mehemen. If two Eidim claim he cohabited with a Shifcha Charufa, and he claims that he did not do bia, he's believed and does not require a carbon asham because the ibay omar lohain loiga marti biyasi. He can claim he did not do a complete bia, only a partial bia. 2. Amru loy shnayim nitmesa, vihu omar loy nitmesi, potter. If two edim say to a nazir that he became tamei and he claims he did not become tamei, he's believed and does not require karbanos because the ibay omar nishalti al naziri. He can claim that a chacham nullified the nazirus. 3. Amru loy shnayim yoydeya ato be'edus pleini v'hu oimer lo yodati, potter. If he swore that he does not know a testimony for someone, and two edim claim that he does know a testimony, he's believed and does not require a karban, because the iboy omar loy niskavanti le'edus. He can claim that he had no intention to become a witness, and therefore does not remember. And as Rashi explains, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir does not accept a migu because the noyach loy l'shaker loymer loy achalti me'asoyis rosh v'loymer mezid hoya. The person does not want to say that he was a mezid because that makes him a rosha. However, in these three cases, Reb Meir does accept a migu because the loy mashvi nafshei rosha. Both his actual claim and the possible claim of the migu say that he did not transgress. The Gemara proceeds with the end of the previous Mishnah. Ochal chaylev v'chaylev behelam echos, enoi chayev ela achas. If one ate two pieces of the same iser, for example, forbidden fat, in one state of forgetfulness, he requires only one carbon chatos, because shem chaylev echon hu. He transgressed only one iser. However, b'shtei alamos chayev shtayim. If he ate two pieces of the same iser in two states of forgetfulness, he became aware of it in between, he requires a separate chatos for each achila, because halamos michulakin. Each halama creates a separate chiyuv chatos. While ochal chaylev adam upigul v'noiser behelam echos, chayev al kol achas v'achas. If he ate two pieces of different isurim, even though it was behelam echad, he requires a separate carbon for each iser. And the Mishnah continues, zech choymer b'minin harbe mimin echad. The above is a stringency of two different isurim over one iser. And the following is choymer b'min echad miminin harbe. The following is a stringency of one iser over two isurim. Im ochal kachatzi zayis v'chozar v'ochal kachatzi zayis acher behelam echos mimin echad chayiv mishnei minin potter. If someone ate two half amounts of the same iser in one state of forgetfulness within kedei achilas pras, a short period of time which is considered one act of eating, they do combine and is chayiv chatos. However, if he ate two half amounts of two isurim, they do not combine and he is potter mechatos.